Tucker Carlson was a star on the Fox News Network until he was fired on Monday. Fox terminated the former host of Tucker Carlson Tonight after he was implicated in multiple lawsuits targeting the network. Abby Grossberg, a former producer on Carlson's show, filed two of those suits. One accuses Carlson of creating a toxic work environment where misogyny and anti-Semitism were tolerated, even encouraged. Our co-host Leila Fadel spoke with Abby Grossberg about working on that show.
I think the best place to start is a little bit from the end, when I ultimately went and complained to one of my supervisors about the abuse and the bullying and the gaslighting and misogyny that I was putting up with at Tucker, and his response to me was, "We're just following Tucker's tone. That's Tucker's tone." And I do really believe that it all trickles down from the top, and what you see on air is who Tucker Carlson really is. When I joined the show, I was hopeful that maybe there was a kinder person behind the on-air persona, but unfortunately, it's quite the reverse. What's being said in the office by his team and also his lieutenants who are carrying out his orders is very consistent with what ends up on the air and what the public sees.
You mentioned accusations of misogyny and gaslighting. If you could be sort of specific of what that tone was and how this type of misogyny manifested itself.
It was blatant from the day I've walked in. A popular example that I've discussed before is pictures of Nancy Pelosi all over the office. Just, that's the Speaker of the House. You could argue at the time she was the most powerful woman in America, and to belittle her and her physical appearance, I found to be disgusting, and I also thought that she looked terrific. Another example is debating, for example, when we had Tudor Dixon on the show and she was going up against Gretchen Whitmore, who was more, I don't want to use the language that they use, but who would you rather sleep with in the office? Who was hotter between the two? So there were blatant examples like that in the office. There were conversations that women who had tattoos or piercings or colored hair were disgusting. And that was a specific instance where I stood up and I said, wait a minute, you don't have to be attracted to these women or date these women, but you do have to respect them. And I'm extremely offended by that. When I ultimately did complain and I was told that Tucker set the pace of the show, about approximately 2.5 hours later, they retaliated against me and summoned me to HR for a meeting where they came up with bogus accusations about me that they wanted me to sign. And when I spoke back and I looked my abusers in the eye and told them everything that had been going on there and why the atmosphere was so difficult for me to endure with anti-Semitism and with bullying and with the misogyny, I told them that I had to go to the bathroom sometimes just to compose myself so that I wasn't going to cry. And literally 5 minutes later, my boss said to me, "You just told us you go to the bathroom to cry because you can't do your job." So it was that kind of gaslighting where you started to question your own reality. And they did that a lot at Fox. And day in and day out, that's really difficult to take. So that's sort of my characterization.
I mean, I think you've used the words a living hell to describe your time at the show.
I have. It got so bad at one point that I came home from work. I was in tears and beside myself talking to my best friend on the phone who I've known for 20 years, somebody that would never describe me as an anxious person, a sad person, a depressed person, and he recommended that I call a crisis line, and I did, which is something that I never would have considered. I thought I had too much pride to do that, and it really shows me that bullying can tear anybody apart when it's done systematically and routinely.
You know, I'm listening to you describe a really terrible environment, but I'm also thinking about what Tucker Carlson has said publicly about immigrants, about women. I mean, he said pregnant women make a mockery of the U.S. military. He called Arianna Huffington a pig. He said things like women enjoy being told to be quiet and kind of to do what they're told, that they're extremely primitive. So, Abby, I do have to ask, like, what you were expecting or what you were anticipating when you went to work on the show.
I was expecting and anticipating a professional work environment. I hoped that it was an on-air persona, and my story is long. When I was with Maria Bartiromo for 3.5 years prior to that, I was never given the promotion for the job that I was doing. So when the opportunity came up at Tucker, I was hopeful that it would be a promotion and that there would be professionalism in the office, and also knowing that he was primarily in Maine and Florida, that it wouldn't translate into the office culture. That was my hope, and I unfortunately was wrong.
Now, this is what a Fox News spokesperson had to say in response to your suits. Quote, "We will continue to vigorously defend Fox against Ms. Grossberg's unmerited legal claims, which are riddled with false allegations against Fox and our employees." What do you say to that?
Sounds a lot like what they said about Dominion heading into that trial. That's my first thought. And Fox will do anything to protect themselves. They care about two things, money and ratings. And that comes from viewers. So even in cases in the past with, I know Gretchen Carlson received an apology, but there have been other cases that have been settled where they still said that they found no wrongdoing. And that's just sort of their MO, and I believe will continue to be until there's accountability from advertisers, from the cable providers, and also members of their board.
Taken together, your lawsuits, the Dominion lawsuit, what do you think they tell us about the Fox network?
I think they tell us that, one, they don't care. They don't care about their audience, and they don't care about their employees, and they don't care about telling the truth, and they don't care about women. All they care about are ratings and revenue. It also shows that they believe that the viewing public is stupid. I think that's part of it, too, and they can continue to peddle lies without accountability and that their audience will continue to eat it up. And I think they've underestimated me, and they are also underestimating their viewers.
Abby Grossberg, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.